Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And time once again for Nature Notes with our naturalist friend Jim Gilbert, brought to us by Cardinal Corner and By the Yard Patio Furniture. We'll talk with Jim about that great CCO Land company coming up. Now, if you're looking for some unique gifts for the nature lover on your gift list, you got to stop by Cardinal Corner because they have a huge selection of things like, of course, bird baths, beautiful bird baths, nature gifts, beautiful, unique art. They've got handbags, jewelry. A home and kitchen decor. You really have to see this store for yourself. You're going to find yourself browsing and shopping for quite some time, believe me. Now, the birds, they love the seed from Cardinal Corner. Why is that? It is the freshest. From 1-pound bags, 50-pound bags, custom mixes. And don't forget to subscribe to their monthly newsletter. It's free. All kinds of great tips. CardinalCorner.com. They remind us, too, Pam and Lee, to keep out those bird baths, please keep the bird feeders clean, too, to prevent diseases. Cardinal Corner opens 7 days a week. Stop by this week. See Lee and Pam. They're in West St. Paul. Butler and South Robert. Amy is at the Newport Center. Here's the phone number, 651-455-6556, or again online at cardinalcorner.com. Check it out. Cardinal Corner really is more than just a bird seed store. Good morning, Jim Gilbert. It has just changed to 34 degrees officially.
No kidding.
How about
34.
That? Yeah.
Wow. Well, that's like a heat wave.
It is.
In December. Well, we've got 30 here, and mostly cloudy, very light winds here on the northwest side of Lake Waconia, about 30 miles west of downtown Minneapolis, where you're located. And you know, Denny, and I think you probably and many, many other listeners have observed this, but we enjoy the beoartiful white frost, called hoar frost, on trees, shrubs, tall grass, and other outdoor objects several mornings this past week.
It was really something. Dave Lee and I talked about photographing this, that beautiful sight, those sights. It was great to see.
I'm sure a lot of people were out photographing that and just enjoying it. Wow.
Absolutely.
Well, sunrise today, half hour from now, a little more than, 31 minutes, 7:45, and sunset is still at 4:32, our latest sunsets of the year. So today in the Twin Cities area, we have 8 hours and 47 minutes of daylight. We have lost 6 minutes of our precious daylight since last Sunday, and 6 hours 49 minutes is the total daylight loss since the summer solstice on June 21st. We still have, this is so interesting, we still have 1 minute of daylight to lose until the winter solstice this coming up this next Friday, December 21st, and that's when astronomical winter begins in the Northern Hemisphere. So not counting seconds, we have 3 days, December 20th, 21st, and 22nd, all with the shortest daylight times of the year. And by Christmas, we will have gained the first full minute of daylight. Nice gift.
I was just going to say that. Great gift.
Yeah, it is. When you start going the other way. The normal high for today is 27, and you've got 34.
34 currently, and the expected high is near 40.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so the normal high today is 27, normal low 12. Records for today, December 16th, in the Twin Cities. High came 79 years ago, 58 5-8 in 1939. But the record low is quite a bit different. That came 142 years ago, 1876, minus 22. On this date, 18 years ago, boy, it doesn't seem like that long ago, but anyway, year 2000, we had 7 inches of snow that fell on the Twin Cities. We have what we call a waxing gibbous moon. It set this morning at 12:39 and rises this afternoon at 1:18. Full moon is this coming Saturday, December 22nd. Above the Arctic Circle, that's 66.5 degrees north latitude, in such places as northern Alaska, northern Canada, northern Norway, and Sweden, the sun is not seen above the horizon beginning this week. Wouldn't that be something not to have the sun at all?
I don't know if I'd like that or not.
No, but it does get lighter. But I mean,
true.
But it doesn't, you don't see the sun. Because the sun is low in the sky, the sunlight casts the longest shadows of the year. So notice this when you're walking under the sunlight today or some other day soon. You cast a long shadow. Mosses in forests become lush green on days when the temperature rises above freezing. So you can go out and watch those mosses growing today. Land hibernating frogs like wood frogs, western chorus frogs, spring peepers, and common tree frogs lie nearly frozen solid under leaves and snow. Leopard frogs are under the ice in fairly shallow water of lakes and slow-moving streams. They dig down into the mud or sand a bit. Now, I remember many times skating on the shallow parts of lakes here in Waconia and seeing the leopard frogs just, you know, a foot or so, maybe 2 feet under the ice. Roosting birds fluff out their feathers when resting. So these birds are still mostly resting right now, but they're going to be getting up soon. This reduces their heat loss by 30 to 40%. 1.5 hour before sunrise, that's now. In fact, it started a few minutes ago. Dark-eyed juncos, American tree sparrows, and northern cardinals arrive at feeding stations. All three species prefer eating cracked corn, millet, or other seeds on big tray feeders or on the ground. A few skunks and raccoons may be observed out and about. During a normal or colder December, they would be in their den sleeping. Through December and most of January, skunks and raccoons just come out during, you know, like during a January thaw, December, January thaw, like we have now. Both red and gray squirrels are active all winter. Red squirrels prefer evergreen forests, which explains why they are far less abundant in southern Minnesota than they are in the north. Here at Lake Waconia, we have one or two red squirrels at our feeding station several times each day, and at least three times as many gray squirrels. The intensity of the sunlight is low now, just a quarter of the maximum level we had in June. A fresh snow cover reflects back close to 90% of the sun's radiation. No wonder December days it can be so cold. Not today, though. I mean, this is an exception. Birds are animals with feathers. They add beauty to our lives with their colors, vocalizations, and actions. They are warm-blooded animals, so can be active all winter. And they see in color. There are about 9,700 species of birds that live on the earth. And of that number, close to 440 have been seen in Minnesota. And about 314 bird species are regularly seen in Minnesota each year. About 240 species of birds nest in Minnesota. Now, in the winter, if you took surveys, I'm going to talk about this in a little bit, surveys of bird life in Minnesota, you could come up with about 100 species that can be seen during the winter. During the past couple of weeks, people have been reporting hearing duet hooting by pairs of great horned owls. Throughout Minnesota, and also throughout all of CCO land, these owls can be heard hooting in the night air. First one, and then a few seconds, another answers. They do this to set up what we call nesting territories. They're also communicating and keeping track of each other, but they're truly setting up nesting territories. Each year, the great horned owls are the first birds to nest. Eggs are laid beginning in late January. The staff at the Audubon Center of the North Woods near Sandstone report that this year, freeze-up for Grindstone Lake was December 7th. Last year, Grindstone froze over December 24th. So this year, December 7th. Last year, December 24th. Now, the reason Grindstone Lake freezes over so late compared to most other lakes is that it's a very deep lake. Mary Brislance from Luton reports that Gunflint Lake off the Gunflint Trail in Cook County. In fact, it's on the Canadian border, in part Minnesota, part in Canada, also froze over December 7th. Gunflint Lake froze over nice and smooth, and with lack of snow in the northeastern part of the state all throughout December now, people have been enjoying ice skating, especially on this Gunflint Lake. As I read last week, ice covers and lakes of all sizes can be heard cracking, groaning, and thundering as the ice cover expands and contracts in response to the changing air temperatures. The loud, long roars and they're kind of, I call them rolls too, don't necessarily mean that the ice is unsafe to walk on, but these eerie sounds remind us to respect the ice. Remember, 4 inches of new solid ice in contact with stationary water. That means don't be out walking on streams and rivers. So stationary water, this is needed for safe walking on, skating, and ice fishing, and at least 8 to 12 inches for a car. I was going to go in and talk about the Audubon Chris's Bird Council. Maybe we should talk about some of the outdoor furniture, which we've got this beautiful sunrise right now. I call it the fiery sunrise, and I can see our furniture out there in the cold.
The by-the-yard furniture. It's not so cold today. Jim and I have talked about this furniture for years. It's still family-run down in Jordan, Minnesota. You talk about a green company. They make out of recycled plastic milk jugs. This patio furniture, very substantial. And this gift-giving time, as Jim and I tell you about as we get closer to Christmas, they've got ottomans. We have some other ideas here, end tables, Adirondack chairs. And are you finding that everyone in your house is fighting over the ottoman or footstool? Get them their own. That's one idea. By the Yard has tons of different styles of ottomans, from ones specifically made to go with your glider to ones that match your Adirondack and rocking chair, for that matter. If you know someone who would benefit from owning maintenance-free outdoor furniture, this is the furniture you never have to store, made right here in Minnesota. Visit buytheyard.net, get a gift certificate, and have it emailed right to the person you want or the persons. The beauty of the Buy the Yard holiday gift card promo is that you will receive a free $10 Buy the Yard gift card for every $100 you spend from now till December 31st. Visit buytheyard.net for details. Jim and I love that By the Yard furniture. One of the reasons, maybe for you too, Jim, that I was drawn to it is you don't have to store it. You leave it outside. You're in and
you're
out.
That's it. We don't have room in our basement, our garage, to have the furniture stored. And so we leave a good share of it out. We do take a couple items inside and use them inside in the wintertime.
Sure.
But they just sit out there and, you know, wash them off in the springtime. Or sometimes we get winter rains and snow, and they're clean as a whistle and ready to go.
Look brand new for years.
Look brand new.
35-year warranty. Yep. Yeah. All right, Jim, what else do you have for us?
Well, I got a note from Richard Larson. He lives in Eagan. I thought of you yesterday as I was snowplowing some paths to my bird feeding system. The paths have become icy because of weather conditions, so I put down leftover roofing shingles along the pathway so I don't fall, which seems to work pretty well. I don't bounce anymore at my age, so I try to be safe rather than sorry. Thank you. Thank you, Rick. That was neat. Rick Larson. There's a whole set of Christmas bird counts that are going on. Yesterday, December 14th, marked the beginning of the 119th annual National Audubon Society's Christmas bird count. Dr. Frank Chapman, a pioneer ornithologist, began the count in Englewood, New Jersey in 1900 as a substitute for heavy Christmas-time bird shooting. For the first count, 25 reports were filed by 27 participants. This year, tens of thousands of observers will take part in over 1,900 counts in the United States. There are also bird counts made in other countries. The count is unquestionably the world's greatest cooperative survey of wildlife. The Audubon Society regards the count as very successful these past 100-plus years. They've steadily grown in popularity and importance. The mass of data accumulated over the years helps keep track of population increases or decreases of various species, helps us to study life cycles, and adds to our knowledge of bird migration habits. There will be some 80 Christmas bird counts across Minnesota, each done in a 15-mile diameter circle between now and January 5th. Now, each count just lasts one day, so I'm just going to report on a couple of them, and I'll do more later on. Yesterday, Scott Regine, Dave Larson, and Greg Heading took part in the Excelsior Christmas bird count in their pie-shaped area, which was in part of Carver Park Reserve. They found 12 bird species, including, they walked 3 miles. It took them about 2.5 hours to do this, but they found 12 species, including 25 black-capped chickadees, 20 blue jays, 7 northern cardinals, 2 American robins, and a barred owl. That was just a summary. Last evening, I talked to Art and Barb Straub, who took part in the 22nd annual Nye Nature Center Christmas bird count that includes Henderson and Le Sueur. For their part, they spent, this is Art and Barb, spent the day driving local roads. They traveled 100 miles and found some interesting pockets of bird life, like 45 American robins digging in the mud of a spring at the end of Bucks Lake. They also spotted 7 bald eagles and a few other birds of prey. The preliminary report for the Nye Nature Center Christmas bird count was 40 observed, including high numbers of pine siskins and a single male Baltimore Oriole coming to a feeding station in Le Sueur. We're so glad that it stayed. Keith Radel from Faribault yesterday morning at 9 o'clock, and we just continued on for about 5 minutes, heard an overly optimistic black-capped chickadee singing Phoebe over and over. That's that whistled sound we hear in the spring. Diane and Dave Herring live near Waterville. They just returned yesterday from a week in Fort Myers, Sanibel Island, and they got into the Everglades too. This is some of the, besides manatees, dolphins, and alligators, they spotted several species of birds that are common in Minnesota during the summer, including American white pelicans, great blue herons, tree swallows, belted kingfishers, pied-billed grebes. That was neat. And Val Rukavina in Minnetonka saw a rare common raven. They're usually just seen in the northeastern part of Minnesota. Right. And I got more, but I'll have to share those next week.
And real fast for the texters, too, that sent in about the hibernating frogs. What do turtles do in the winter?
Same thing. Under the water. Yeah, under the water. And, like snapping turtles and eastern painted turtles, western painted turtles, under the water, in the mud. And sleeping out the winter. That's so amazing.
And a listener says, also speaking of the Phoebe song in Springvale, Minnesota, heard that song Tuesday, this past Tuesday. And a Merry Christmas from that text. Jim, let's talk 1 week from today.
Okay. Look forward to it.
Have a good week.
You too. Bye.
Jim Gilbert back next Sunday with more Nature Notes here on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.